He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Hearing from God reveals great secrets. Hearing from God will settle every confusion around you. When light comes, you will have the capacity to see everything. When light shines, your attitude changes. Join us as we welcome the priest of the Most High God, Prophet Isa Elbuba, as he takes us through this time with Jesus with intimacy on Hearing from God.
Sacrifice of praise to you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and this is the year. This is the year that the Lord.
Bring, oh God, bring the sacrifice of praise.
We offer, we offer unto thee, hallelujah, sacrifice, Jesus, thanksgiving. Oh, as we offer unto thee,
the sacrifice, Jesus, praise.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is the perfecter of all things? We bring the sacrifice of worship to you. You who cannot be seen with the natural eyes. You that is invisible, immortal, and eternal. All glory and all honor be ascribed unto your name, Lord. Lord, as we are. Oh,
the sacrifice, Jesus,
we bring
sacrifice of praise,
hallelujah,
into the house of the Lord.
We bring
sacrifice of praise.
We offer
unto thee the sacrifice, Jesus, thanksgiving.
As we offer
unto thee the sacrifice, Jesus, praise.
Glory be to the name. Praising the Lord always. Praising the Lord always. Praising the Lord with all my heart. Praising the Lord with all my heart always. Praising the Lord. Praising the Lord.
Praising the Lord.
Always.
Always.
Praising the Lord.
Praising the Lord.
Always.
Praising the Lord. With all my heart.
Praising the Lord. With all my heart.
Always.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good. He's good to me. Praise in the Lord.
Praise in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Always.
Praise in the Lord. The Lord is good, He's good to me. The Lord is good, the Lord is good, the Lord is good, He's good to me. Say it again, the Lord is good. Worship Him with a cloud. Worship Him with tongues. Shaka la ba da ba da ba da ba da. Shida la 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 ba da ba da ba da ba da. Rega da ba kori anda ra ba ko shaka la ba da. Iya la ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da. Hira la la ba da da ka da ba da. She Chile la mara carabarea andere, chiri, chiri, ande, chiri, 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 chiri. I'm seeing Satan falling on every side. Sha, kaka. Oh,
He's good.
Hallelujah. Yaka la mara.
The Lord is good to me.
Hallelujah. I see sicknesses falling, poverty falling down, Satan falling and losing grip, losing control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give you the next 2 minutes. You can walk around shaking 20 people. Tell them all the days of your life, praise will never cease in your mouth. Shakalabarara. Shindelelelelele. Ilalala. Shala. 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 Sala, 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 ah, hey, shaka kaka ba, hey, kaka kaka, shaka pata, shikela ba 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 ba, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's good. He's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's good. He's good. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore you. We bless your name. The 1st of January. We bless you. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we come to worship and adore you with our mouths, with the fruits of our lips, with our body, with our hearts, with our thoughts and our strength. Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore. Angels bow before.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore. And just bow before.
What
a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God.
What a mighty God
we serve. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God
we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God.
What a mighty God
we serve. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God
we serve. Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him.
What a mighty God we serve. Lift your two hands to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Shalabakote da saka yalada. Oh, yeah. Shakabarabababa. Give the Lord a wave offering.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore. Angels bow before. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty
God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to the just God, to the righteous God, to the faithful God. You are the Lord, you are God. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. You are holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Everybody, the next 1-2 minutes, express yourself before your Maker. For the angels, they said, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I don't know for you who was and who is and who is to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please be seated in Jesus' name. In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7 to 8, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7 to 8, you see God Almighty speaking through the mouth of his servant Moses. God said to the children of Israel, sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am your God. Now, God will not do what you're supposed to do. God will not do what you're supposed to do to enjoy His glory. Be ye holy. I am not the one that will make you. But you have the responsibility of availing yourself for me to work on you. Everything we want to see in this life takes preparation. There are many people that walk into this year casually, and that's how the year will end up with them casually. There are people that walk into this year jokingly, without a focus, and they just take things anyhow. That's how life will go anyhow. And there are people that have set their hearts and they connected with God. That's how they will enjoy God. Joshua chapter 3 verse 5. Joshua chapter 3 verse 5. Whatever God will do in the days ahead will be determined by your willingness to separate yourself. Prepare yourself. Sanctify yourselves. And God said to tell Joshua and Joshua to inform the people. If you want to see wonders, you want to see manifestations, you want to see God's divine grace working in your life, sanctify yourself. One thing I have known about this God in this 37 years plus, this year will be the 38th year of my birth in Christ. One thing I have found out is that God can bypass everybody and reach out to one person who is prepared for Him. Sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself. Even though God has a plan for you, it doesn't just work like that. You must do something for it to happen. Sanctify yourself. It's not God coming to do it for you. For tomorrow. You see, the miracle of tomorrow, the provisions of tomorrow, the manifestations of tomorrow will be determined by your preparation today. For tomorrow, Yahweh will do wonders among you. God will do wonders among you. By what? By conscious and deliberate preparation. That's why in the book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk said this word in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1. Habakkuk said, I will, not we will. It is a personal standing. It is a personal desire. It is a personal dream. I will stand upon my word and I will set me, not set us. I will set me, not set us. That's why you see I've come to a level in my walk with God. I'm very sorry to say I can see too many people in the body of Christ not enjoying their covenant redemptive right. Just because they do not set themselves in order. It's just like you using MTN. If you don't get yourself in line with the link, there's no way you can get the network. You can be out of network because you're not within the radar. You're not within the circumference of where the network is. And I will set myself upon the tower. One of the times when I got saved, Jesus will appear to me. And I told him one of these times, I said, Lord, I don't want to be like these Christians that I have seen. Nominal, religious, without an experience, an encounter. My desire is to love you deeper than anything else. And I kept that faith every day growing from glory to glory. There are many people I have met in the Christian faith that got born again in the 1940s, in the 1950s, and in the 1960s. I overtook all of them. Because in the kingdom, overtaking is allowed. So I will set me upon the watch, upon the tower. I will strategically position myself. I will strategically position myself, and then I will look forward. I will set my eyes with a clear vision. I will look forward. You can't do this kind of things lost in the crowd. You can't experience what you're reading right now about Habakkuk when you are messed up with the crowd and you're carried with the stories of the crowd. And I will look forward to see what he will speak to me, not speak to us. Don't you ever think as I'm speaking right now, God is speaking to everybody. God is speaking to one person. And if that one person is the one, let me hear you shout a redemptive shout of amen. I want you to take care of this technical destiny season for me here on the altar. I will listen to what he will say. What has made the difference in my life, in the journey of my Christian walk, is hearing God. Every day of my life, what makes the difference between me and the next Christian in my life is hearing God. People have asked me, what is the secret of your life? The secret of my life is hearing him. And I will look forward to see what he will speak with me and what I shall answer concerning my complaint. Until you hear God, you can't answer your questions. The questions, things around your life that are begging for answer, you can't give them answer without hearing from God. You don't hear from God, there will be no answer. That's why there is no trouble in this life that I will ever be stranded, that will ever sweep me away, because I am always putting my ear at the heart of the Father. When people are thinking that that is the end, suddenly they will see another side. Because I am hearing from him. It's not people who will be telling you they heard from God for the past 30 years, they are hearing and nothing is happening. You can't hear from God without a clear manifestation. Hearing from God will give an answer to a question. What are the questions begging in your life? It can be barrenness. It can be fruitlessness. It can be poverty. It can be limitation. It can be rejection. When you hear from God, it gives you an answer to that poverty. One word from God will show you secret that men have not seen. One word from God. One word from God. You heard me last year testify to you here while I was in Agbo. I would have been a dead man. I would have been a dead preacher. But I heard God. And the Lord said to me, son, this is what is here. Do A, do B, do C. And that was how I came out of that cloud of death. I will hear what the Lord will say to me. When we were going through a certain financial situation, I was sitting on the bed and communing with my father, and he said to me, son, do A, B, C, D. I say, do A, B, C, D. I responded. That was how debt that was burdening this ministry was taken care of. Hearing from God. Hearing from God. That's what I'm sharing with you. In the next few minutes, hear from him. You have heard too much from men. Hear from the maker of your life. Hear from God. Hear. I will hear what the Lord will say to me. Now, when you hear God, what are the things that you see quickly? Number one, hearing from God through his covenant word will make you to follow God. Will make you to stay focused on God. You can't follow God and ever make mistakes in life. You can't follow God and ever lose direction. No, you will follow God. You will get clear direction. My father in the Lord, when they were there in Ebute Metta, he heard from God, move. And then he moved. They went and got a place. They were rejoicing and all of that. And the Lord said, that's not a place. I think Four Square also, one of the churches bought that place. And they were feeling, oh my God. The Lord said, I have not yet. I will show you. So the Lord showed them a place in Ibadan Express. Lagos Ibadan Expressway. And the first time he went in there into the thick bush, he bought 4.5 acres of plot. And one of these times before that period, he was praying as a young graduate with a PhD in mathematics. He was aspiring and desiring to become the youngest vice chancellor in Africa. While he was praying and communing with God, the Lord said to him, stop asking me for a bedroom. He was telling God, Father, give me a bedroom, 2-bedroom, or a best quarter. And the Lord said, don't be asking me of that. I am not going to give you a house. I will give you a city. He heard from God. Then one of the conventions, he moved everybody. They were very few. They were less than 1,000 or just about 1,000. And they moved to that place. People were thinking something is going wrong with you. The voice of God will make you to do abnormal things. But don't you follow men. Don't you follow the circumstances around you. Follow him. When you follow him, you won't make a mistake. He followed. So many years ago, I was there many, many years ago. It was just the little house, little tent, few rooms where we come in to pray with my twin brother. Today, walk into the redemption camp is a wall of itself. There is no bank that is not there. God said, I will give you city. Now, recently, my father said last year, December, he said, when you hear that Adeboye is dead, don't believe it yet. Until the camp becomes as big as Ibadan. Come and lift up your right hand. I decree and declare, everything that has blocked your capacity to hear, I remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. When I was running certain subjects in my life, you realize whether it is chemistry, physics, mathematics, I will seek and consult him to hear what he will say. That's why by the mercies of God, there is no subject I have handled that I have not come out with distinctions. I will always be the head. Put me in a place. Let me hear from God. Somebody was writing on one of the Facebook when he saw one of the cars. He said, I remember this man in the late 80s. This man will carry Bible, and the way he will eat Bible and solve problem through Bible. Men who saw when we were hearing God directing our footsteps. I decree and declare, before the middle of this year, men will testify of your addiction in God. That's why Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 and verse 27, John chapter 10 and verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. Come on, if Alita Makaya Rabakatosha, lift up your right hand. Say, Lord, I hear. I am hearing what you're saying now. God wanted to unveil certain businesses to me. I heard him. Go and study ABCD. There is the solution of all you need financially. Huh? He said, that's where the solution is. I was studying it as if I was going to write the exam the next day. I studied in and out. I decree over your life, people who have concluded your case and say you will never be, this year they will see the other side of your destiny. Men said in the north,
Nothing good can happen. Virtually most people that were rising up from the far north, you will see them rise up in zeal, rise up in grace, but they don't attend to anywhere. I said, Lord, what is it? He said, I will show you why they are not going anywhere. And then separate yourself from such kind of attitude. Build a new life. And I will show you the greatness of things. You will change the story of the north. And I will make you to become a focal point. Men will look up and say, if God can do it, then there is nothing God cannot do. And I'm standing here in the name that is above every name. This year, you are the one that heaven will pick out and decorate with honor. God showed me certain things. And he told me, he said, I will use you to disgrace poverty. I will use you. And when you hear that it speak like that, you should know how serious. You should know something is boiling inside of him. And all through my life, he's hearing. So when God said to me, study this product. And study it. I studied it. And out of it came forth honey. Out of it came answer to financial needs. I decree and declare over someone's life, today and this year of redemption, it marks the end of poverty in your family. Hear from God. You see, when you hear from God, everything about your life changes. Your consecration changes. That's why I cannot play. I can't afford to play with my consecration. Because I know the secret behind my life is the things that I'm doing with God. My family wouldn't have believed in the God that I'm serving without a concrete result. They would have carried it as one of those preachers. My sheep hear my voice. And I know it with them. Hey, I don't know the people who don't hear me. But I know the people who hear me. That's what Jesus is saying. I don't know about the people who come to my house, but they don't hear me. But I know the people who come to my house and they hear me. I know them. A young man spoke to me last year. He was celebrating that he got a job in a particular oil company. And he was happy he got a job. And I said, what is the name of the company? And he told me the name of the company. I told him, I said, is that the name of the company, my son? The owner of that company that you have never seen face to face just left my hotel room now. When you know him, there are certain things that God reveals to you. He was celebrating on the product, but I have the person. I decree over your life, you will not only go after the product, you will have the person with you. Number two, hearing from God through his word will build your faith to conquer mountains. There is no mountain that cannot be conquered. I have conquered too many mountains in the journey of my life. I came to this city of Jos, and pastors were saying, this is a pastor's graveyard. And nothing works here. I took the challenge by the Spirit of God. Went on several hundred days of fasting. Seeking the face of God for an answer. And that was how God changed the dynamics and changed the story of Plateau. That in years later, newspapers will be carrying the homeland of cathedrals. Because the heavens open. I decree over your life. Every mountain that has been standing before your family, God will use you to move those mountains out. Jesus Christ said in his word, in the book of Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. Mark 11 and verse 23, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, whatsoever or whosoever shall say unto this mountain, there's no name there, there's no Elbuba there, there's no Adeboy there, there's no name of anybody, but whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he saith cometh to pass. He shall have it. What he said cometh to pass. He shall have it. So how does that belief come? In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. It's not just looking at mountains for you to speak. You must hear. You must hear what God is saying over a mountain, over a situation before you say it. So, belief cometh of hearing. Faith cometh of hearing. And hearing by the word of Christ. Belief cometh. Believe, commit. I tell you this truth. I can never be poor. I can never be poor. It's because I had it. I had an encounter with Jehovah Jireh. I can never be poor. I can never be stranded. It's impossible. It's impossible for anybody to manipulate my destiny to fall. It's impossible. There is a mystery walk that I have with the Father. That when you set traps, the next thing you will see me fly over it. Mande kaporosha kayada. This body can never die of sickness. Can never. There is a mystery I have encountered. Hear him. Hear him. And faith grows. It's not saying faith. It's doing faith. You know, it's just like a lot of people who talk prayer, but they don't pray. There are too many people that come to prayer, all they do is to complain, not pray. There are people who talk about faith, but they have zero faith. It's just like somebody who is laying hands upon people to say you are going to get distinction in school, and he asks Fatima Tara. Give him an exam to write, he will fail. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing. So faith comes from what is heard. You will hear well. You will hear correctly. You will hear well. You will hear correctly. My friends in ministry and business will be asking me, Elbuba, why is it that God is doing these things with you very unusually? Is what I heard. I heard it. If I hear God, I said this over and over. The only thing I've not read in the Bible, no, I don't need Hebrew and Greek interpretation. If I have heard written in the Bible, God say, carry knife. Anybody that will not bow down to Jesus, cut the neck. I would have been number one. Let me just hear. Let me just hear on giving. I don't need a pastor to tell me. Let me hear of faithfulness with God. It is required of a steward to be faithful. It is required. That's why this commission does not lean on the pocket of anybody to survive. You can steal and steal all you can steal. You can never draw this commission dry. Because there is a mystery behind it. There is a mystery behind it. I was communing with my father throughout the today, just weeping on the floor. And I told him, and I said, thank you, Father. From the day I was conceived in my mother's womb, this was the design you have for me. Thank you, because none of your words spoken over my life has fallen to the ground. And I stand by that grace upon me. Everyone watching, and those of you that are here in this year of redemption, whatever has been concluded by hell, today I enforce the living word of God upon your life. Faith comes by hearing. What you hear is what makes you. What you hear is what makes you. I told you, the Lord said to me, don't allow these people to influence you. What was it? I had a group of people in those days, in the 80s, in my degree. When they are sitting down and hearing the word of God, they will sometimes, most times you will see them sitting at the back. Or they will sit in the congregation, and you will discover that while the preaching of God's word is going on, they are jesting. They are mocking. And the Lord said to me, keep yourself away. And these men of God can go, you will see them. There are some of my friends, they will sit down on a bench. They will discuss pastors after pastors. The Lord says, keep yourself away. You don't belong there. I heard it. I heard it very clear. I decree and declare over your life, any man that will keep you in one spot, you are separated from there forever. That's why I am excited in my spirit as I begin to close now. Excited in my spirit that God is bringing you into new relationships. Because you're going far. You're going far. You're going far. You're going far. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. When men of faith walk, they walk differently from men who talk faith and don't do faith. What you hear every day influences what you do. Hear God this year. Stop walking at the mercies and pities of people. People to be pitying you. God forbid. I told you this story many years ago. My uncle is one of the most respected elders in this town. When people are having issues in their life, they will run to my uncle for counsel and direction. He is highly respected in Plateau Hotel here, Plateau Club. My uncle passed on to glory, aged, he died. So I came for the mourning of my uncle. I saw some people that said, we are surrounding his body in the way keep. His body was kept open. And they were crying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you were around, things would have not been the way they are. Who is going to be the one that will counsel us? And the way they will sing, they cry. Ah, I found myself also crying. Few minutes later, I was feeling pressed to go and ease myself. So I was taking the route to a dark place to try to go and look for a restroom to ease myself. While I was passing, I heard some people laughing. Wait a minute. I went and eased myself. And I came back top toe. Behold, the people I saw were the people mourning my uncle. Sympathizers. From that day, I vow, I don't need sympathizers in my life. Sympathizers will sympathize you and hang you in the air and leave you to fall. You don't need sympathizers, you need a substitute. And it is by hearing the word of God that God sets you free. That's why a woman sat beside Jesus called Mary. He said, it doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. But there is a new identity coming over you now. Mary sat down. That is what we call time with Jesus. She sat down and was listening to the teachings of Jesus. At the end of it, an activity woman came. And Jesus looked at her and said, Martha, Martha, Martha. You're so carried about and worried with too many things. But one thing is needful. Mary has found it. And no man. And no man. It means that whatever God has provided for you, men can take it away. And no man will take it from her. There is something you will receive personally that no devil can take it from you. Something you will receive. So when you are seeing a man coming and forgetting whether there is any human being there or not, seeking God with all his life, seeking God with all her strength, there is something she has seen. Don't allow anybody around you influence your love for God. There is something you have seen. There is something you have heard. When I was doing my days of fasting and all of that, some people were telling me and said, hey, your own religion is your own, is too much. But too much has become too much in the covenant blessings of the Almighty God. This moment, as I anoint you with the oil of the Lord, your reactions and your response to the blessings of God is determined by what you hear and what is influencing your life. So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ. What is heard comes through the message. I can't be associating with Jesus and look less than Christ. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. You know, it's like a poor man relating with a rich man, and he's dying of hunger. I don't think you're relating with a rich man. It's impossible. There is no way you can die of hunger, and you can't relate with Jesus and not have the rub of Jesus upon you. Hear God well. In this year of redemption, he has sent redemption to every one of you here, and every one of you will demonstrate the redemptive right of God upon your individual lives. Hear God and hear God well. 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 When you hear God, nobody will tell you to wake up early in the morning to see God. When you hear God, nobody will tell you to fast. It is mumus who don't have a future that don't fast. Do you know that, forget about spiritual benefit, even physically, fasting is a cleanser? Do you know scientifically it was discovered that people who pray, and they pray right, they have a sharper brain? You can go to the, you can Google it, you will see it. Scientists carry the brain of a person and put it on a machine to see the effect. They saw the effect of speaking in tongues. Reading the word of God. God cannot be a liar. Let all men be liars. He said, if thou shalt meditate upon this book day and night, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. That's why I come to the vigil. I'm not the one, usually as a leader, is when I'm leading. No, I come to the vigil there, I stand at the back, people lead, I pray. Whether any human being is there, no human being there. The moment it is 9 p.m. for the vigil, I am taking my things down to seek God. Because it is not men who made me, it is him who made me. And for me to stay relevant, I need to keep in touch with the one who made me. The Lord said these words to me many years ago. He said, my boy, I said, yes, sir. He said, let me tell you, you see these people, don't be carried with them. Don't be carried with the applauses of people. It's good for them to celebrate. And don't be moved by the criticisms of people. He says, set your eyes on my mandate. He said, because you see these people, they were not there when I started with you. Something drew them to you. And it was something good. The day you allow them to carry everything away, they will abandon you and go for somebody else. He said, the last person that will draw the last drop of water will be the first to announce to everybody and say, where are you going to? You're going to Elbuba's well. There is no more water. I was the one who fetched the last water. He said, so the Lord said to me, my son, stay on with me. And your well will never dry. I am blessing you with grace today. With the capacity to hear God. Tomorrow I'm going to continue on the part two of hearing him. And I'm going to be praying specifically for families. Hear God. Hear God. Hear God. Hear him. I heard God about the tribulations that will come on this year. And by 3:30 a.m., because when we finished, I went back and I lay and I was talking with God on every point. I've been praying over each of the things God spoke to me last year. 3:30 a.m., Nigeria would have been thrown into mourning. 200 passengers on Turkish Airlines would have perished. The aircraft landed in Port Harcourt at 3:30 a.m. and the tires busted. Aviation crisis. But the supernatural hand of God, who have shown things ahead, rescue the atmosphere. Stand on your feet. Lift up your two hands to the Lord. Lift your two hands to the Lord. Stay focused. Stay different from every human being in this building. Hear me again. He said, I will set a watch. I will stand. I will position myself. It's about you. Forget about the next. Let it happen to you first. You're going to pray three prayer and talking with God. Say, my God and my Father, I raise my hands to you in total submission to your grace and total submission to the power of your word. My God and my Father, open my ears that I will hear well. Go ahead and talk to him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jesus Christ said, my sheep will hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger will they not respond to. You're going to pray the second prayer. Every voice of the stranger confusing my destiny, shut up.
My heart, hear ye the word of the Lord. My soul, hear ye the word of the Lord. My body, hear ye the word of the Lord. My body, hear ye the word of the Lord. My heart, hear ye the word of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now put your hand on your heart. A sister testified here on Monday, and she said the Lord told her, say it, husband, come. She was wandering round and round until she had well. Somebody else, God said to her, this problem in your body, go and cut this and do this, and that is the end of it. That's it. She responded and then she began to say, husband, come. Husband, come. Husband came. That's why the preacher said on that Monday, he said, refuse to hear the voice of the liar. He is the father of liars. Whatever you will generate, it will be lies. Hear the word of truth. The truth is that your life will never be the same. The truth is that he has taken care of your sicknesses. The truth is that you are rich and not poor. Now you're going to address for the last moment and say, from now, my house, hear the word of the Lord. Command every mountain you want them to hear, command them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your hand towards me. Relax yourself in faith. Father, I thank you because of the power you have given to me. And I thank you because you live in me to change lives. I thank you because you have proven it over and over and over and over. And today I decree and declare over the lives of your children. Father, fill everyone standing with wisdom. Fill everyone standing with knowledge. Fill everyone standing with understanding. Father, I decree and declare over their lives that this year they have no place at the bottom. Amen. I command them to be the head in everything. Amen. Lord, in academics, they will be the top. Amen. In business, they will be the top. Amen. In spiritual matters, they will be the top. Amen. In the work of the ministry, they will be the top. Amen. In their marriages, they will be the top. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as I anoint every soul here, Lidunia la likedenera jabala baba kaduka bakayadash, lagaya kabara. Lord, I am anointing the works of their hands. I command the work of your hand to multiply 7 times. I command the work of your hands to do well. Whatever you lay your hands upon will not die, but will live in the name of Jesus. Receive divine wisdom. Every problem you meet, you will be a solver.
Just like the oil of the Lord upon my life has enabled me to solve problems. No problem I meet that he does not give me power to solve. I decree and declare over your life, receive the grace to solve problems. Solving problems will announce you in places. Father, everyone that I will anoint this afternoon, in the name that is above all names, let them excel 10 times this year. Let them excel 10 times better than their colleagues. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you go this year, wherever you stand this year, wherever you walk into this year, favor will go before you. Favor will go ahead of you. You will have favor before God. You will have favor before men. You will have favor. Everything that concerns your life and your businesses, everything that concerns your life and your health, everything that concerns your life and your career, everything that concerns your life and your academies, I am decreeing by the authority given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ that everything that is not perfect, I ask for perfection this year. I ask for perfection this year. I ask for perfection this year. I come against every demon of naughtiness. I come against every familiar spirit. Every spirit of failure. Every spirit of fear. Every spirit of misfortune. Every spirit of confusion. Every demon of error. I bind them out of your life in the name of Jesus. I bind them out of your life in the name of Jesus. Every satanic mechanism that is constructed and aimed at you, I stand by the authority of the Lord. Every demonic mechanism, I command them to catch fire. Catch fire. Let them be frustrated this year. Let them be frustrated this year. Your destiny will not be frustrated. Your family will not be frustrated. Your career will not be frustrated. Your work will not be frustrated. Receive a new life in the name of Jesus. Come on, go ahead and begin to bless the Lord and give him praise.
Sure you have been blessed by this message. You can connect with us for more on hearing from God or download more messages using these links: audiomax.elbuba.com, isaelbuba.facebook.com, or youtube.elbubatv.com.